Tua time.
What is up, Finn fans? We are late because of Alan Poupard.
Yeah, man. Gosh, you were waiting on Alan this whole time.
I'm just kidding.
We know who the divas are on this podcast. It ain't this guy here.
What is up, everybody? One day, well, it depends on how you see it, but we got the draft coming Thursday. This whole video will be about the draft and just the draft.
Sure.
Hear me? Just the draft. we're gonna try to do a mock draft. We'll see how that goes. We'll try to come to some type of consensus. No trades, right? We're just gonna do straight.
No. Up. Are we doing a mock draft like a whole 7-round mock draft? No,
first three rounds.
You want to do first three? I'm gonna have to reset. Yeah. I was gonna do.
You said no trades, Doug?
Let's do four. No, we'll do trade. First four since we have two fours.
Okay, you know what? We can consider the trade offers. Why not?
Yeah.
We'll look at them.
Saints want somebody, man.
Yeah, we'll look at them. All right, but first, hello. How's everyone doing today? We only got 57 in here. 28 likes. Hit the like button. The more you hit the likes, the more people come in. The more people can yell at us afterwards about our takes. It's the best part of it.
We should take questions too.
Yeah, we'll take some.
We should end it with some questions.
Yeah. So we'll do a mock, then we'll answer your questions, and then we're gonna get out of here because
that's who has to watch a hockey game.
Yeah.
It's the Florida Panthers.
I know.
Omar, your hometown team. Come on, man.
Who's winning the series? Yeah. The team that actually knows how to win in South Florida. I got you.
Wow.
Panther culture.
I know. Damn. Panther culture, heat culture, Hurricanes bringing it back, and Dolphins are dolphining.
Heat culture? What heat culture?
Don't disrespect the Heat. Listen, we made it to the playoffs despite losing our best player.
Best 10 seed ever.
Yeah. My dad's a diehard Heat fan, and I'm just sitting there watching him on the couch. You doing all that cheering just to get swept. Make no switch.
Hey, we might get one. All right, we might get one. But listen, the way they play defense, like Tyler Hero was like, "Damn, I ain't used to nobody defending me." Like,
yeah, I know. It's exactly what's going on. It's crazy.
All right,
but you know what the value of Heat culture is? They're a team and an organization. They don't need draft picks. They don't even need high draft picks. You know those organizations like the Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, they could just draft at the bottom of the round, Kansas City Chiefs, and they'll be all right. They'll figure out a way.
That's true. I give them that.
You got that GM, man. That's what you need. All right. So, what settings? I never know what the settings should be. Do you like the settings as is? More public on the board?
Public. Care for position value in the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah. Draft needs in the middle.
In the middle.
Well, which one are you guys using?
PFF.
Randomness.
You want to randomness use
less. I don't care. I don't care. I'm fine.
Less
we
random.
We should, give credit, right? We should give them credit for using whatever platform we're using. Looks like.
PFF.
We'll do... Five,
Doug. That's we'll a lot. Five.
Well, they'll be fast.
Put your big boy pants on.
Yeah.
All right.
We got an hour.
Time to put you on the hot seat. We're giving you 51% power.
All right. CD. So,
I know the first.
All right.
Let's give the Titans. Look at that, 93% to get the number one overall pick.
We just add Tua. It'll bring it up to 94%.
A first, let's see. And if we give them Tua, look at that. We just got to give them three firsts and Tua, and we get the number one overall
pick. Would y'all do that if it was available? Oh,
no.
Oh, why? No. Are you kidding me?
Three firsts and Tua for the, hold on, including my first this year?
Yep, first this year, first next year. Let's see, do two firsts and Tua. Yeah, they'll take this year, do next one year's first and Tua. Let's
see what happens.
Yeah, they'll do just the first overall in Tua.
That's not reality. I mean, it's not reality.
It's at all.
Not reality, but Omar's killing me. You got this look like, ooh, that's something to think about. Ain't nothing to think about.
All right, you're right.
Like, come on, man.
I'm not even
first in Tua. All right,
no, this year's first, next year's first, and Tua. I do that deal.
Took this year's first and just Tua, which
there's no way they
do. It's not realistic.
That's not realistic.
I'm pretty sure because they've said today that they are off the market, and I know teams have offered at least two firsts. Mm-hmm. At least two firsts.
They want Cam Ward. So this is what happened so far. So obviously Cam Ward's the Titans. Carter to Cleveland. They got Travis Hunter to the Giants. Will Campbell to the Patriots. McMillan to the Jags. Genty to the Raiders, which I could definitely see happening. Graham to the Jets. Tyler Warren to the Panthers. Michael Williams to the Saints. Membo, we were so close to getting him. Went to Chicago. Chicago's never a ridiculous line if they do that. Jaylon Walker to the 49ers and Colston Loveland to the Cowboys. And now we are on the clock. There's eight possible trade options from the Broncos, the Steelers, the Vikings, the Chiefs, and then the second round
play. The Broncos, the highest pick at 20.
Let me see what's available before we even consider the trade options.
So Walter Nolan, Malachi Starks, Mike Green, Jahdae Barron, Jihad Campbell, Will Johnson. Pretty much everybody.
Okay.
Shedeur Sanders.
What about Banks?
Come on, Alan.
Banks is what?
Offensive.
I live in reality, Tony. It's not happening.
Yeah, Calvin Banks still there.
Okay. All right. Let me hear the deals.
Oh my lord, we're gonna spend 5 hours of debating potential.
Where is
I don't even know if we should do deals.
I'm on the same page. I would move down to 20 if I could.
45th ranked on their top. On their big board, they have 40,
average draft pick is 13.
He's gonna go for 45.
All right. We got 48, so obviously we're not getting them. We'll go one by one. We'll start with Omar since we're in the line. Oh, I'll go first. Screw it. I'm the host. I go first. I'd be okay with Malachi Starks. I'd be okay with Barron. Will Johnson, even though. Omar was talking about that phantom knee injury that all of a sudden popped up. That's funny.
That's scary.
But you got to also think that, like, going off of PFF's big board is probably different than everyone else's.
Absolutely. But I think all 32 teams have different boards as well. So it's, you know, it depends on what your needs are, what schemes you run, what you like, whether you're a physical team. You know, I'm pretty sure Booker's a lot higher on the Baltimore Ravens board than he would be on the Dolphins board.
Mm-hmm.
So what you picking, Doug?
I would go Kenneth Grant if I had to pick here.
You could trade down and still probably get Kenneth Grant in the 20s.
That's what I would do. But
we're not trading, Omar.
Yes, we're not trading.
Well, we better.
So Omar, who would you take
in real life?
I would probably take Barron. I think the Will Grant knee issue is something. The knee issue, the turf toe, the hamstring. Now, understand, I've never heard anything about him going back to the combine for a medical recheck.
Mm.
And this is a degenerative issue, which sometimes it is. It was with Xavier Howard. It gets complicated. But he never suffered it. I don't think he suffered an ACL tear.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, it's scary. I don't know what to believe. I've only seen it reported out there one time. But I also would feel more comfortable with Barron because I'm not really comfortable with who Will Johnson's agent is. And he's kind of pimped the Dolphins a couple of times. Whoa. I don't really feel if I'm the Dolphins, I kind of try and want to avoid his clients.
Mm.
It's ended badly for you.
Yeah. Alan, who are you thinking?
Did you gonna leave it out there like that, Omar? Nothing you wanna add?
Nope.
Okay. I'll leave it alone then. I hate agreeing with Omar, since we're not doing trade. Because in real life, this is to me the Dolphins need to explore every possibility, mm-hmm. every chance they have to trade down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the difference in impact they can get from 13 to, say, 2021, 22 is not that huge.
Absolutely.
Certainly worth getting, like, a bonus late two or three. So having said that, if we're operating under the no-trade rule with what's left on the board, I think you have to go Barron because, again, the cornerback position right now is a four-alarm fire. because there's nothing out there. And the Jalen Ramsey deal, I mean, the toothpaste is out of the tube. He's not playing with the Dolphins in 2025, and you need high-end starting cornerbacks, and there isn't one on the roster right now. So,
okay. who's not playing in 25, you said,
Alan? The Dolphins is Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe, but yeah, likely. I'm taking Will Johnson. I'm sorry. I'm not as concerned about the injury history. He's a better player than Jahdae Barron, in my opinion. He reminds me of Xavier Howard playing off the ball a little bit, baiting you into interceptions. He keeps his eye on the quarterback. I love his skill. And above all, he has the physical traits as well. The height.
You're he's not as fast. Not having a 40 time.
Well, unofficial 40, he's not as fast as Barron, but that's okay. He has that recovery speed. He has that. That's Xavier Howard. He has that bounce back. It's almost like he baits you into making those throws, and he goes and gets it. And let me say this, Jahdae Barron, I'm not even down on Jahdae. I don't want to, you know, make it seem like he's a nobody, but I am concerned about Jahdae's height in the league. Yeah, I am. He's going to stay with you, but I just don't feel like he's going to win 50-50 balls. Okay. And that's why his catch rate is about 15% lower than Will Johnson on allowed catches.
But so, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. He does have position flexibility and can play in the nickel.
But we're trying to get somebody to solidify the boundary. That's what we're looking for, aren't we?
Okay.
I don't think we're looking for this flex right now. We're looking for a solidified Ramsey replacement.
Okay, and let me ask you this follow-up question. Now, knowing Chris Greer's history of taking a risk on injured players, are you willing to open yourself up to that speculation, that questioning, when he can't go because of turf toe or he's got another hamstring strain or that knee pops?
Yeah, that's just a chance you're going to have to take. I just overall, picking in the first round, I'm going to go with the better player. I'm not going to – now, if they have I don't mean to bring him up, but Tua, for instance, a hip injury.
Sure, you don't mean to bring him up.
No. Like
12 minutes and 30 seconds.
I don't mean to bring it up to bring attention to him, but I'm trying to make a point here. Are you more concerned about Tua's hip injury coming in or any of Will Johnson's injuries?
Okay. That's a fair point.
What I'm saying here? It's like, I'm like, these are injuries that over time, they may never exist again. The hip injury was always a concern, even for a long-term issue. So I get the history of Chris Greer with injured players, but first round needing a starter now, I'm going with the best player. I don't want to miss out just because of the injury history when it's not as massive, in my opinion.
Can I interject here real quick? I want to make the point that, as with a lot of these positions in the draft, you talk to a certain group of analysts, they like Will Johnson better. You talk to another group of analysts, they like Barron better. It's not like Travis Hunter is easily the top of the list at cornerback and wide receiver. But then it depends, again, on the flavor. So I don't know that there's one wrong choice over the other. The other point I want to make is, I believe it was Adam Schefter on Tuesday had some notes and reporting that he's hearing that there's a link, Barron to the Jets. And now here's why I will tell you that if you connect the dots, maybe there's something to it. Number one,
Barron to the Jets?
Yes, seven. Number one, their new head coach is a defensive back. It was a defensive back in the NFL and the defensive coordinator of the Lions. And number two, who was one of the most important players on that defense, is Brian Branch. And who has Barron been compared to as an NFL player? Brian Branch. So, again, I'm not saying the Jets are picking Barron, but there's a little bit of smoke there.
Have two good cornerbacks? I'm not sure.
They have one. DJ
Reed is gone. DJ Reed is they lost in free agency.
All right, let's make the pick. Who's the GM?
Me. You're my scouts.
Wow.
Shadur Sanders.
So I have a question now. Is Jahdae Barron the best that you think as of right now, none of the defensive linemen is worth taking well, at 13?
Well, let me add.
You could wait on a defensive lineman, no. Whereas I don't know if you can wait on an offensive lineman. And if you take a cornerback now, you're definitely going to have to take an offensive lineman at 48.
Yes, 100%.
See, and this is the dilemma the Dolphins are in. This is we have to trade down in the early 20s here. Yeah, do you see we got 8 players on the board that's worthy of a first
round. You should walk away with 13, either with either something in the 20s or in a second round pick or a proven day one starter. Mm-hmm. And yeah. they're not that many proven day one starters.
So Walter Nolan's not a day one starter to you?
You don't have any combine numbers on Walter Nolan.
You don't think he is?
But you need to look into Walter Nolan's off the field stuff.
Kenneth Grant. Oh, I ain't worried about off the field. Tyreek on our roster. Why am I worried about off the field?
Walter Nolan walked off the field in college.
Tyreek is on our roster.
So do you want another one? Do you want another Tyreek?
I'm just saying. I'm going off of history with our general manager. That don't really much matter.
Well, this is us. We're not acting like Chris Greer. We're being
well, Kenneth Grant.
That was my pick.
Yeah. No, so
I can't go Kenneth Grant because I'm not taking a nose tackle who's going to play 400 snaps at 13.
No. I'm saying in the event of trading down, that's why I think it's important to trade now because we could pick up an additional second potentially. Yeah,
but we're no trades.
I'm just saying in a real scenario, that's what I would hope to have.
Barons and one Will Johnson.
So at 13,
Baron it is.
Corner is you don't think we can get a starting corner in the second?
Yeah, you can.
You can. But also right get now, your best player you're giving me is Jahdae Barron and Will Johnson. The best player right now you guys are giving me is Jahdae Barron and Will Johnson. That's on the board.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's 2-1.
We're gonna go Luther Burden.
Omar. Will Kenneth Grant played 547 defensive snaps last year? Just for the record.
Okay. Mm. On a college team, that's probably what, 14 games? That's not bad.
Correct.
But, you know, okay. That's respectful. I appreciate the information.
So it's I like both Jahdae Barron and I like Will Johnson. Will Johnson's injuries kind of do scare me, but we're 2-1. I'll be we'll take Jahdae Barron.
You'll be Chris Greer and
I won't stand my ground and I will
You concede.
I'll do what my coaches want me to do. See, like right here, you got Siobhan Revell at 48. We could have took, but now
we might need to double dip.
No, I mean, Darius, I would have double. You know, Omar knows. I really like that he triple dipped that defensive line. They got Darius Alexander sitting there. That's my pick right now for 48. Mm-hmm. So, what are you guys thinking? What are you thinking, Omar?
I can't even see what's available.
So you got Kevin Winston Jr., safety. You got Omar, defensive lineman out of Tennessee. You got Alec.
I need to see what's on the offensive line because I don't want to be left with scraps because then I'm forced with Liam Eichenberg.
You got Jonas Avellaneda is there, and he won't be. I don't think he'll be there when we pick again in the third. Let me see guard wise. Make
the screen bigger.
Tate Ratledge. Is there
mullet man?
Ooh, no.
Jared Wilson.
No. Ooh, I'm left with scraps.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Doug, it's got to be Darius Alexander. I'm with you there.
Yeah, that's because you're best looking at is Darius Alexander. You can go linebacker, but we don't need one. Even though I do like Carson Schwessinger.
Scatterbo.
TJ Sanders, another defensive lineman.
Damn, go for it. I'm not arguing with you. Where you at, TD?
Listen, man, y'all may think I'm crazy. Well, a lot of people already do. I like Darius Alexander, but I would double dip with Siobhan Revel here. I think that he's a better prospect here. And the Dolphins not only need see, I think the Dolphins need to secure two cornerback positions because I don't see anybody on the roster right now worthy of the number two cornerback.
Is he the one that's coming with the ACL injury?
Yep.
No, yeah. I'm going to have to pass on that.
All right. And that's, remember, he is
a first ACL in September.
He is the first round prospect. He just because of that,
ACL. And he plays at East Carolina, where he's really probably hasn't faced that much competition. I would know.
There's a reason why East Carolina corner was a first round prospect. Usually they're looked over, Omar. This is your Rasheed Mathis type deal.
So here's why I say defensive lineman, and this is why I said defensive lineman in the first. You look at post-draft free agency, they ain't much at defensive lineman. You look at corner, Santi Samuel Jr., Rasul Douglas. You know, you even look at guard, Dalton Risner, Brandon Scherf.
I'm with you. I think we're 3-1, Darius Alexander.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go.
I wish we drafted Grant and Alexander. I wish we drafted better. I just feel like a lot of teams find But a lot of teams find good defensive tackles in the third and fourth round.
You're correct, and we might still find a good defensive tackle in the third.
Maryland, he's sitting there in the third now. 98.
Omar, Jordan Phillips brings back flashbacks.
Yeah, I'm starting to panic now at offensive line.
Jonah still on the board?
Who?
Jonah.
No, he's definitely gone. Yeah,
just missed that probably.
Oh Lord,
he went.
It's getting worse and worse.
Oh, he went.
That's offensive line or just offensive tackle? Give me the offensive guard. Give me the interior guard look.
Jonas Savannah went 70 to the Jaguars.
Yeah, I was hoping he would have slid to the third.
No, he can play both positions. So he's a hot commodity.
He's the guy you move up for in the second round from the third to the second.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a very good draft for us.
Not Liam Eichenberg.
Restrepo.
No. Yeah, you got Restrepo. You got Elijah Roberts. You got Jordan Phillips, Charles Grant.
I can tell you guys, that Charles Grant, I have seen mocked to the Dolphins in the third round in several different mocks. So
that's cute.
He is 6'4", 300 pounds.
See, that's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. Isn't he like 6'7"?
6'4".
6'4"? Okay.
300 pounds.
Not somebody else.
Good athleticism.
Tell me if they have the offensive guard from give me a second here. Because I'm not very happy with what we have here going on. Jackson Slater from Sacramento State.
They have him ranked 234.
You get him in the fifth.
Oh, lovely. That's why you can't really vouch for everybody's rankings.
But, exactly.
All right, Lynn. I'm a little bit thirsty and desperate here. So I am actually feeling an offensive lineman. Can I see your Miles Frazier? Can I see the guards?
Yeah, Miles Frazier.
Oh, Miles Frazier. Dylan Fairchild. I'd rather probably go Dylan Fairchild.
Okay. He might be there with our next pick at 116, but you never know with the way the draft is falling.
Do you think I want to take chances anymore?
Yeah, right. We lost out on so many.
We have taken a beating at our probably most important position because it's going to jumpstart the run game. Mm-hmm. It's going to keep Tua clean. And at the rate we're going, we're going to be left with nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. You all weigh in here?
I feel better that there are some potential plug-in guards in free agency. So if we did miss, I still feel very queasy over the fact that we only have one starting defensive lineman now, possibly two with Darius Alexander. I double dip here just because Jordan Phillips is high. But I'm open to anything.
See, you guys have this site has Jordan Phillips rated a little bit higher than, and no bias on my end, rated a little bit higher than how I would rate him or how a lot of people have rated him.
Mm.
But I'm fine with it. I like him. I'm not ready to select him that early, but I like him. What's available at cornerback?
Is Parrish on the board at corner?
Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting. Parrish, Bryant, Dotson.
Wally. I love his game. He's just a little short for me.
Yeah.
5'10". Yeah.
He's young, though.
Where you at, Poupard?
I like Jordan Phillips, and they do need a lot of defensive linemen.
They do.
Oh, Barron, no pun intended, at the position.
So you're comfortable taking a guy. You're comfortable taking a nose tackle that's got zero sacks in college.
It doesn't bother me. That's not why you'd be drafting him. I'd be lying if I said I'm very familiar with Charles Grant's game, but he's a tackle who can play guard. It wouldn't hurt to address the offensive line at this point. To me, there are three glaring needs on this team, along with safety, but safety may be a little bit behind, but it's got to be cornerback, D-tackle, and IOL, if you can get an IOL in the third round. No issue with that.
TD?
Go back to corners for me, Doug.
Oh, God.
Okay, and guard, are we left with scraps?
Yeah, it's we got Miles Frazier, but then you got Dylan Fairchild,
Connor Colby, but that's later. Oh man, I'm stuck here. See, I guess you got to go D tackle or go best player available and probably get a weapon to start thinking about Tyreek Hill trade.
It's not Restrepo.
But you know why we in this position? Because we took a defensive tackle in the second round. We could have took Phillips or another guy right here in the third. You know, and got Siobhan Revel in a second, but that's
all right. We can go Jordan Phillips or Charles Grant.
Yeah, you'll have to go. I would rather go Charles Grant. I would rather go Charles Grant.
I'll go Grant.
More options on that line to work out.
All right. Now we are at round four, first of our two. Danny Stutzman. You got a safety sitting here in Jonah Sanker. Gunnar Helm. If you want to go tight end.
Can I see more options here? Billy Bowman, I like him.
Kobe Bryant, Benjamin.
Oh, Ty Robinson. Oh, damn. Do we take two defensive tackles? No.
Yes.
No, we don't. No, we took a tackle. I say we go defense. I love Ty Robinson.
I love Ty Robinson, too.
We need defensive linemen. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our next pick is at the end of the 135. It's not too far.
What's our guard situation looking like?
I think Miles Frazier is still there. Yeah, we're still in the same situation. Miles Frazier and Dylan Fairchild.
Anybody want to double down on offensive line? Miles Frazier, Dylan Fairchild.
I'm okay with that.
Stop being Chris Greer. Have a conviction.
Whatever you guys want. Whatever you guys want.
No, real quick, all jokes aside, can you look at the quarterbacks available?
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm saying Dylan
Gabriel. I've gotten Kyle McCord a bunch of times with the first fifth, so I'm okay to wait. I like Kyle McCord.
I do too.
I like Dylan Gabriel.
You do? But,
yeah.
No, thank you.
Not a fan.
Yeah. I prefer Kyle McCord.
I mean, he'd be QB1 if we got him, so it's an upgrade.
We're not going to fall prey to your consistent QB.
You need to.
What's your butt?
So y'all like Kyle McCord?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not here. No, not right now.
Not right now. I'm just saying you like him in general.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Ty Robinson.
Ty Robinson.
Poupard.
Whatever. I was going back to whatever you guys want. I don't have a strong conviction here. I could go Sanker. I could go Robinson.
TD, you got to have a good excuse.
Listen, I'm telling you now, I'm going best guard available. Get everybody in that room to compete with Eichenberg as possible.
Okay, I'm riding with you, TD. I'm riding with you. I can go DT later.
So you want Miles Frazier?
Miles Frazier?
No, give me something out of Georgia. I'm team jocking right now.
I'm with you, TD.
Joshua Farmer. I do like Joshua Farmer as well.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. Well,
doesn't move me. To me, Florida State.
Hey, why do we keep ignoring the tight end position, like Jonnu's forever or something?
I did say Gunnar Helm before. I will throw that out.
I feel very confident I can get a tight end in the later rounds.
But this is the later round.
What kind of tight end you are, though?
Huh?
What kind of tight end you're going to get in the later round?
I like a kid from South Carolina. Why does the name escape me at this present moment? Simon.
Ronnie Gatson, too.
No, he's not what you need. And I also
that's who like, I want, but not later in the draft. To me, he's a late round pick.
And then there's the Georgia Tech kid, Hayes, that I like. And CJ can actually do what you need to get done. But Jackson Hayes, I like him. I could go tight end later. It's not a priority.
Yeah.
But you know what? Around this round, can y'all help me out? Because maybe I'm running a blank.
Let me take a look at the defensive tackles in the edge, guys.
Well, interior linebacker, what do we have?
Oh, no, they got guys. They got guys. They got Jordan Brooks, Tyrell Dotson,
okay.
Britt.
I'm talking about past this year.
You can do that at every position on the roster. They basically have
four might guys not even be the same team past this year.
The only thing that's set after this year is Tua. So,
yeah. So my thing though, if you're looking in the fifth, well, stop, Alan.
Why is Marcus Harris? It's his picture, not his college.
Draft.
Guaranteed.
What's that?
Next year that it's not fake news.
He ain't gonna be on this roster.
No, where's he gonna be? Where's he gonna be?
Hanging out with Andrew Luck.
Let's focus. Let's lock in, people. Let's lock in. Can I have a look at what we selected so far?
Yes, sir. Corner, defensive line, tackle, guard.
I'm ready to go another defensive line.
Who did we pop up? You said Joshua Farmer's not.
If y'all want to go Joshua Farmer, we can. I prefer Aeneas Peebles.
Okay. I'm okay with that one.
So why are we primarily going interior?
Because we really have our edges already. If you want to look at the edges, we can look at the edges, but I don't really think this is a very good edge class.
And how many edges you want on the roster there? They have Phillips, Chubb, Robinson, Kamara from last year, who they want to give another look to, Cameron Good, Grayson Murphy, who looked good in camp. How many edges do we need?
We need
three starters, bunch of backups.
We need defensive
three starters.
Yeah, we got Chubb, Chop, and Jalen.
Chubb, Jalen.
They're not starters to you?
I mean, I don't know what they are until they're on the field for a few games.
They're high-priced players is what they are, so they're going
to be. Okay, I give you that one. Right. Yeah. All right, interior it is. So this will be our fourth interior D lineman, right?
Whichever y'all want, Farmer.
Farmer for me.
No, we took a tackle. We took one D.
No, I mean on the roster because we got
We have three.
Yeah,
we have four. Zach Sealer, Benito Jones, Neil Farrell, and Matt Dickerson. And I'm pretty sure Raekwon Davis.
In the draft pick, we would make five, and then you want another to make six.
You need four starters.
They'll be all right. Okay. So we going Farmer or we going Peebles?
I'll go Peebles.
I'm Peebles.
Yeah, I'll go Peebles.
Let me see. 6'1", 290. So 3'3", 18. Yeah, he's athletic. I'll go Peebles.
6'1", 290 is small. My lord, that's small.
It is, but he's very athletic. I think he did well at the senior bowl.
Okay.
Peebles it is.
I don't trust Florida State players.
Jalen Ramsey wasn't a good Florida State player.
So
Braden Sisk wasn't a good Florida State player.
He betrayed you.
Jared Verse wasn't a good Florida State player.
I'm just telling.
I see you, Doug.
I know, Omar. You're all about the U.
That's
I know.
Right.
No. It's not that. Because I wouldn't draft my
They're University not paying attention. Player. I'm just going to do it.
You see me banging the table for a University of Miami player?
Not so far. You were even against Restrepo, so I give you props for that.
I'm going to hit it. I'm
just going to. Yeah.
You're going to do what? What are we, round five?
Hey, they brought Quinn Ewers in for a visit, Doug.
So no. I like McCord better than yours.
Oh, absolutely.
I do too, but yours is a scheme fit if the Dolphins are going to be stubborn about this. I mean, like perfect scheme fit, and they brought him in.
What are we looking at quarterbacks for? Can we get to the best players available, please?
Because we need
a quarterback later in the draft.
Let the next GM select the quarterback.
I agree with that. I don't think we take a quarterback this year, but Doug, the GM, is taking a quarterback at 155 because we have two quarterbacks on the team.
Oh, I like two. I like a lot of players on the board right now. Travis Etienne.
Yeah, you're a big Etienne fan.
I'm picking Etienne. That's where I'm riding. He gives you a lot of physical inside running.
That's what we need too. I go Travis. And
tiny back, but
show me his size. Yeah, because he's
tiny.
5'9", 205.
Yeah, that's small. Yeah, he young.
That's small.
I didn't say you got to be big to be a good physical inside runner.
How many
Frank
small? Gore,
Frank Gore.
In the big games, he scores.
Frank Gore was 220 or something.
Is obviously Cam Scataboo is gone, correct?
Oh yeah, they're all gone. Martinez, they're all gone. They've long gone. Probably round three.
Travis Etienne's yards per carry average throughout his career: 6.1, 5.8, 5.0.
Dude, he played at Georgia. What's that got to do with anything?
I think he started.
Did he play Florida before that? Yeah. But that doesn't mean anything. That also doesn't speak to inside running.
Listen, we go with whatever y'all want, but I'm best guard available.
Let's look at the guards. I'll rock with it.
Doubling down on the guards.
Triple, quadruple.
Would be the best, or Connor Coley, your guys there.
Tyler Cooper is pretty good too, but I like Connor Kobe here. Go click on him, Doug. Look at the zone blocking scheme. Zone grade, nice.
Thumbs up for me.
6'6", 310. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's not yard size. That's tackle size.
Yeah.
So we just need some athletes.
He played right.
Well, he played right tackle and left guard. He's played on the line quite a few.
You're going to need a right tackle because 10 months is where Austin Jackson will be by the time they kick the season opener off. So I don't believe people realize it's right tackle is also a need. Unless you're ready to rock with Keon Smith.
Trade for him, right?
Yeah, I've heard that. Probably should have made that trade.
Omar, I've heard you say that before, and then write that before about Austin Jackson. You know when he spoke to the media after, I don't know when it was, but after
that season,
he was basically talking about it was just a cleanup. You seem to think it was a lot more serious than that.
I don't believe athletes when they tell you those things. Okay. Two, if it was just a cleanup, okay, cool. But I mean, if it was a meniscus cleanup, no, I'm not even gonna do that. Let me just stay mind my business.
Twice you've like basically like no more for me.
So you guys wouldn't want to go corner here? He's kind of small, Justin Wally.
Career said we need.
Let me see what the rest of the quarterback class looks like. Oh, Zay Alexander is still there. I'll rock with that.
Yeah.
He's got size, athleticism.
Yeah. I'd rather get another corner here.
Let's do it. That's two. Where are you at, Pooh Park?
I'm with it.
I'm at the point of the draft where I'm looking for either guys with unique traits, or we're actually in the fifth round, which is Not that. Show me the quarterbacks again.
Quarter,
yes, because I'm like.
There we go, Alan.
Well,
hey,
find our starter.
TD, it's not to start over Tua. My Lord, let it go.
You never know, though. You never let know.
If you want to make Kyle McCord.
Brady wasn't here, drafted I, to start over.
I personally think that Kyle McCord could ride to the next round because.
Since we're only due until 155, at 155, I'm taking Kyle McCord.
Okay, then you guys can have, let me have McCord at 155 also, and you guys can have whoever you want here.
All right, give me Zay Alexander and then.
Kyle McCord?
Yes, Kyle McCord after that.
And there you go. Let's see what our grade is.
We got a grade.
We sucked. I know we did.
A minus.
How about that?
They gave us a D to take Kyle McCord in the fifth. But look at our first three picks. A's.
Okay.
They said you drafted Darius Alexander when we should have took Kevin Winston Jr. Safety.
You still got an A minus for Darius Alexander.
I don't think when a GM comes out and he says we've got our two starters on this team, I know it's not. And here's the thing: I think the position that Chris Greer could draft the best is cornerback. Mm. I mean, is cornerback and safety.
Cordrew Tankersley. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're gonna bring up Cordrew Tankersley.
I'll
bring up Xavier Howard. Cam Noah Smith is still a starter in this league.
Cam Smith.
That okay, and then I'll bring up Nick Needham, Ethan Bonner.
Dude, I mean,
I'll bring up Ethan Bonner,
who's played three games in the NFL, and Nick Needham.
They're on your roster, undrafted players. They can clearly find players that fit the mold. Now, whether those players become something, I think it's good enough to hold. Like, tell me what position you feel more confident with him drafting.
There's been hits and misses in every spot. I mean,
absolutely.
D tackle, they've done well. Devon Gotcha was a good pick. Christian Wilkins was a very good pick. Vincent Taylor in the sixth round wasn't a bad pick.
I'm still waiting for you to name the difference maker.
Christian Wilkins was a difference maker before he left. Sorry. And Devon Gotcha may not have been a difference maker, but he was a solid starter as a fifth round pick.
He's still a starter in the NFL. So I respect that. So Greer round because he had some luggage with him.
Greer draft quarterbacks well, Tua. Difference maker.
I think we're just
he's the best we've had in a long time. I'm just saying that he's in a failed pick.
That's not wrong.
I never say he failed on the pick.
He failed around the pick, but yeah, I feel you.
All right.
TD for Tua.
Very. Very uneasy pause here. We're all waiting for TD to go like psych, and no, actually, you maintain your seriousness throughout.
No, it wasn't a bad pick.
It just wasn't the right pick.
What was the right pick? Just,
it was Justin Herbert.
I'll set you free.
It was Justin Herbert. It was Justin Herbert, prototypical size, elite arm, no injury history. It was the right. That would have been the right pick.
Let me say this.
It is.
TD, hold on. I want to say this for the record because I'm accused of being a Tua hater. Not quite to the level of TD, but to some level. I have written this Dolphinsonside.com that Tua has been way too productive to be considered a miss.
Yes.
He has missed too many games and has not raised his game at big moments enough to be considered a hit. So he's somewhere in between as far as I'm concerned.
Good enough not to be good enough.
And so is Justin Herbert. But yes. We wouldn't have to worry about his injury history for the next 5 years.
What has Justin Herbert done besides – Yak numbers his rookie year.
Douglas, everything but not have a defense to support him.
So
you talk about a man putting up 30 points a game and losing. That was Joe Burrow last year. He finally experienced what Herbert always went through.
So it's a team sport.
Doug,
no.
Do you want to compare? Quarterback
got to do his job.
And teams cost you fourth quarter victories, especially when you have the lead and your a defense gives it up.
Oh, you pick.
Can I say something? Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yeah.
Doug, I did the research. You don't want to look at stats against
not even close winning
record or playoff opponents because Herbert's blows away Tua's.
Not even close.
Blows away.
I'm not saying he doesn't, but he's also a yak merchant.
Yeah, but he does his job.
What universe are you living, my man, my friend?
His rookie year, the Chargers were second in the NFL in yak.
Yeah,
but numbers? Are we serious about
this? I'm not sitting up here bragging about his numbers.
He makes the throws down the field, too. He makes the throws down the field, too.
Justin Herbert, I say Justin Herbert, his numbers are fantastic, but just like Tua, he has done nothing with his NFL career. So to brag about Justin Herbert really isn't the same.
Doug, that's just not true.
Doug, are you aware that Justin Herbert's been team MVP 4 of his 5 years in the NFL?
And what is that equated to? How many playoff wins?
How many times has Tua been team MVP?
And how many playoff wins? That's all I care. Wins.
Hold on. How many playoff appearances, Doug?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about those playoff appearances?
Yeah, why not? I mean, they can be losses. That's fine. You got that. How many playoff appearances? Tua got one. Why is that? Justin Herbert?
Because he got hurt.
Because Tua got two. That's a bad argument. Because Tua got hurt.
And that's not it, though. Justin Herbert in big games outplays Tua like no other. Tua got one game that y'all talk about was a big game that he played well. One! And that ain't exaggerating. One!
That's not true.
No, that's more than that.
Okay, name him.
I qualify big games when it matters most. I'm not talking about a week two versus Buffalo. I'm talking about the last six, seven,
Arizona.
Stop it.
What about Buffalo last year?
Stop it. I'm talking about where Tua showed up and led the team and played big time football. Buffalo, you got one, and that's Buffalo. That's the one I'm talking about.
Tua talk like a crutch, and can we move on to other more important pressing decisions?
What
do we learn from the mock draft? Like, for instance, if we do not select an offensive lineman early, we will be here with Liam Eichberger as a starter.
Let's get to this donation.
Omar, do you think it's more important to leave this draft with an offensive lineman and say in the first three rounds, or with a cornerback or a DT? And to me, it's not even close as a no. I know you guys have trauma with Liam Eichenberg potentially being in the starting lineup again, but to me, it's be more dramatic if you don't come out of this draft with a cornerback or a D tackle.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because like I said, you look at the free agents that are still out there. I'm fine if they could take Dalton Reisner, Brandon Scherff, plug him in there.
Man,
at this point, take a garbage can and put him at left guard before you put Liam Eichenberg out there.
Ouch, not nice.
I'm not gonna be that hard on Liam Eichenberg. He looked quite slim in his video.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either, Doug, but I feel like they can address a lot of those positions: cornerback, defensive tackle, safety. I feel like guard. I feel like they could address a lot of those positions with cheaper veterans. Mm-hmm. Like, am I confident that Isaiah Wynn can't come in here and beat out whoever they draft? Like, I'm not, because I know Isaiah Wynn can play. The problem is, after he's on IR in 8 games, what do we do then? And if the answers go right back to Liam Eichenberg, it's not good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I definitely feel like, if I walk out of this draft, and I'm writing that in the Miami Herald, if I walk out of this draft and Liam Eichenberg is my starter for more than 4 games this season, you're getting fired.
Yes, please.
If I'm Steve Ross, I say the only thing I say to these guys in this draft is do your best. And if Eichenberg's a starter for 4 games this season and he sucks like he has previously, I'm firing everybody. Because you knew what the problem is, and for the second straight year, you didn't address it. And that to me is insanity. So
that's not the only problem.
It's not the only problem, but it's the number one problem. If you cannot run the ball and you cannot protect your injury-prone quarterback, what are you doing?
Like, dude, Tua has never been Talking about protecting the injury prone quarterback, Tua has not been injured because of bad pass protection.
He's gonna protect himself.
At all.
Well, I don't agree with you. So when did he sustain his hip injury? It was Houston. The Houston game where they walked out of there with crap at offensive tackle at
where he was running? Where he was running?
Where he got hurt, Omar?
Do you
recall the play where he got hurt?
In that game, he was hit constantly.
Do you recall the play when he got hurt?
In which he was scrambling. He was running.
He scrambled. He had Jonnu Smith in the flat where he easily could have just dumped the ball to him. Instead, he continued running downfield, and Mario Edwards nailed him from the side right on the hip.
Mm-hmm. And in week two versus Buffalo, we all know ran right into the defender.
Even the Cincinnati game Thursday night, he should
have the line away. Is not what hurts Tua. Now you talk about his rookie year and stuff like that. That's different. But the recent O-lines we've had has not been the cause of Tua's injury.
The only time I will say the offensive line hurt Tua was Buffalo, Jesse Davis.
AJ
outside of that,
at the beginning of his career.
Catch a stray.
ain't a stray.
I will also say, and a lot of people like to downplay this, is Tua tried to go back out into that game. Brian Flores even said that with a broken rib. So a lot of people like to downplay Tua's toughness. So, but first, our donation here says no tight end, no safety in your draft. Very interesting. I think all of us kind of think, especially at safety, there's some really good free agents out there, like Quandre Diggs, like Simmons and stuff.
Yeah.
And then tight end he would be competing for a backup spot. Jonnu's the guy. So
Jonnu's the guy, and then Julian.
Yeah,
Julian.
Except Jonnu might be gone after this year, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. But do I have to address it now?
Jonnu's not a long-term answer.
Do I have to address it now?
It depends. I've seen some mocks where Elijah Arroyo is available like in the third round or whatever. And if he is, I'm considering that very
seriously. I love Elijah Arroyo, but he is a medical risk.
Then he will be drafted in Miami Dolphins.
He had one season at UM.
Great show. Looking forward to many weeks watching shows. Appreciate that, bud. What did you say, Omar?
I love Elijah Arroyo, but I'm not banking. Like I'm a little bit sensitive to the guys with the medical risks. I am just because of past history.
Yes, 100%.
You know.
Good luck finding a prospect who's pristine physically in terms of his medical
history. Mason Taylor.
Who?
Mason Taylor.
Okay.
I would take.
You're gonna take him late? What in the second round if he's available?
No. I'm just saying it's possible to find a pristine.
But they're rare. They're rare.
Yeah,
it's all luck too. Because
I'm not putting the guy who is a medical red flag at the very top of my board. I'm just not.
No. But that's why I said I didn't say in the first round or second round.
I've always looked at injury from this standpoint. If I would have had a second round grade on you. And you've got medical or you've got character, everything you that's a knock on you, I'm dropping you around. And Elijah Arroyo's probably, I'd be generous. I'd probably say he's legitimately a third round player. And I would knock him around for his medical history. He had one production. So that's a knock right there. The medical history, that's a knock right there. Like, yes,
if you use him. I'm sorry, Omar. I didn't mean to cut you off. But if you use him in a receiving role where you're not asking him to block a whole lot, that dude's a player.
I need him to block, though. I kind of have Jonnu to run those routes.
But I'm saying you draft Elijah Arroyo with him becoming the successor to Jonnu in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I don't argue against you from that standpoint. I'm just saying I'm not taking that risk at round three. Like I just can't with this team's history of medical stuff. It just makes me really squeamish like about that.
That's not the right word. Come on, say the right word.
I think we're all threw it around there at least once in today's video. What's up?
But pull up the draft. I just had a question. So with the draft picks that we had, did we get better than last year or still regressed overall from a roster standpoint with the picks that we just made?
I think we did horrible in the draft. I'm not even going to deny that to you guys. I really feel like we botched it. If it was Chris Greer, I'd be writing a column that you suck.
Life would be so
you suck again.
You got an A-.
I know we got an A-, but I'm It's Pro Football Focus, bro. Like, come on.
Like, come on.
Are you putting that much stock in it? I don't use it, but like, I just
can we answer the bonus question here, fellas?
I didn't end up with any of the defensive tackles that I wanted. Mm-hmm. I punked out at cornerback because I really should have, like, I in my gut and in my spirit, my soul tells me Will Johnson will be the better player. Mm. I just can't.
Why did you take Barron then?
Because I can't take the risk.
Yeah,
I draft him as a Dolphins executive. Next thing I know, he's got turf toe for half the season. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to take the healthy player.
But you,
like,
you know for a fact, if we don't draft him, he's going to have a fully healthy career.
All pro version. Like,
but we draft him, he's going to blow his ACL out in preseason. It's just how the Dolphins work. Last question is going to come from Will, a $10 donation. He said, honest question for the whole panel. What week will Greer or McDaniel get fired? My money is on week 8. So if things go haywire and you guys had to say, when, like, pick a, like, okay, it's going bad, all right, something's got to be done, I think it would be week 8. Like, if they go 2-6 again, I think they'll get fired. TD, what do you think?
I think week 11. Okay, if things are going terrible, if the team is 3-8, okay, week 11.
So you think, like, after the Madrid game, like, coming back overseas, if they,
yeah,
like,
if Miami is 3-8, something gonna shake coming home from overseas.
Alan, what are you thinking?
Well, it depends when the buy is, because usually that's when that's going to happen. That's number one. Number two, I see no scenario where Chris Greer gets fired in the middle of the season, no matter how bad.
Yeah, no, he's not getting fired.
But this is more of McDaniels for me.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And it would have to be really, really bad, and then it would be, to me, generally around the buy.
So if Greer doesn't get fired during the season, does he get fired? Or that rumor that's going around that he just moves up in the office, yeah, is that a thing?
He just get promoted.
Yeah, is that a thing? Because there's a rumor going around there that Greer won't get fired. He will just be moved in the office.
He's already contractually obligated to. I believe he's got 3 more seasons on his contract. You correct?
I was asking if it's 2 or 3. No, I wasn't correcting you.
He got a contract extension before McDaniels got a contract extension. And unfortunately, as I said in the first show we did, I do believe that the Brian Flores lawsuit has a lot to do with why he's still around here.
So they'll stash him. They'll, like, stash him somewhere.
Yeah, man. As an employee, yeah.
Keep on getting the millions, man. Just don't sneak.
Stop.
But that's gonna be it for us. 315 of you guys in here. Be sure to hit that like button before you get out of here. Omar, what do you got going on? What are you doing for the draft?
I'm writing a column basically telling everybody exactly what my fear of what happened to us in our mock draft. Which is good, like, exercise. You know, I felt naked. Like what? There's nothing here at 48. There's nothing I want. Like at 48, like no leftovers. I was told by an executive I trust there's 10 offensive linemen that can start and help you. He never gave me the name, but you know, Membu, Will Campbell, Kelvin Banks, Josh Simmons, who's going to be on IR, Greg Zabel, Donovan Jackson, Tyler Booker, who you know is not a scheme fit for us.
But Josh, you love him anyway.
Huh? I do. I love him anyway. Josh Connerly, and I think Jonah Savage something.
Yeah, that's who I want.
And basically, all of these teams are going to run to the podium and take them before you get there at your second swing at 48. You're going to end up trading a future third-round pick like you did for Liam Eichenberg to move up when you see this run on offensive tackles. And it's just going to be a never-ending cycle of bad decisions. And I know you guys disagree with me, especially Poop. If you don't take the offensive lineman, like, to me, you know how I feel. It all starts with the offensive line. Mm-hmm. It does. It all starts in the trenches.
I agree. Alan, what do you got going on for Thursday?
What do I have? What do I not have going on? Look on Miami Dolphins on SI. You'll probably find 6 or 7 stories or 8 stories from myself and the staff every single solitary day. Before the draft on Thursday, I will do my mock. I haven't done a mock yet. Really? I've left left that to my draft guru, Dante Colonnelli.
I reacted to it. It was very good.
Yeah, he's done three different 7 mock drafts. Yeah, Dante knows his stuff. But I'll do mine on Thursday, and I have a couple of bunch of historical stuff, how the Dolphins have performed at each position in the draft, and whatever else pops into my brain. And again, there's going to be a lot of content. Miami Dolphins on SI.com.
TD is going to be in Green Bay. Are you going to be live streaming, or are you just going to be tweeting?
Depend on what they allow. So I'll be we'll have, as soon as the players are selected, they'll go to a room where we have access to, where we can talk to them. So hopefully when we draft Shadur, I'll have a first scoop on it.
He's not gonna be there, TD.
Let me just say this. I see zero possible chance of the Miami Dolphins having a successful draft without moving down and acquiring extra picks to where everybody would be happy. I think you'll do well at the top and then struggle at the bottom end if we don't trade to go lower. So that's my take on the draft. But, yeah, we'll see.
I'll be live for day one and day two. I don't go live for day three because, Jesus, I'd be falling asleep on my computer.
You're live the whole day?
Day one, I'm live for the entire draft. Day two, I'll be on live for the entire 2 rounds. And then day three, my little girl's got a T-ball game until 12:30. So that's where I was today. She had a T-ball game today, and she hated every second of it. She said she was lonely in the outfield, so I had to go stand there.
They made her play outfield. She's got no skills? What's going on here? You got to be that parent. Like, hey.
Doug, you got a tour on your hands?
Okay. She was out in the outfield, and I saw her slowly putting her head down. So I kind of trotted over. I was like, "What's the matter?" She went, "I'm lonely." I said, "Okay, I'm here. I'll stand here with you. It's okay."
I used to be chasing butterflies. Like, yeah. I used to be. Man. That's what she said.
Can I run? Can I go run? I'm like, go run. Go have fun. Who cares? Wow. It's t-ball. But yeah, no, Omar, I definitely feel it because I put my 2 mocks out these past 2 days, and I did one with trades, and I traded down with Kansas City, and I picked up. So I had Kansas City's. Yeah, I went far. I had Kansas City's 31, but I got their 66 and 67. So I was like, I got it was nice. Mm-hmm. No one was there for some reason. Mm-hmm. I made this big trade. I took Gray Zabel at 31, which was nice, but then
at 31, that's an excellent yeah. selection. Great. I think he could be the pick at 13.
I really do.
Interesting.
I if they did that, I wouldn't even bat an eye, because a lot of people really like him based on what he did.
Yeah, at the Senior Bowl is when people really started noticing him, and his stock shot up. But we're gonna get out of here. We will see you all next week, recapping the draft. Hopefully it's a good one. Hopefully the Dolphins did something to make us excited.
Hopefully they did better than we did.
Oh my God. Yeah. Apparently the PFF, we are pros. We got an A-.
I think we would all be honest enough to say we walked away very disappointed in our performance in that draft.
Yeah, I would go up to the quarterback in the first. I would give him my badge, and I would say,
Alan, man, you got to buy it.
Fire me. I'm going to go.
I'm fine with what we got.
You fine with what we got, Alan?
I'm fine with what we got. I'm not like Omar was like, you gotta give me a guard. Give
me a guard. Hey, at least everybody knows where I stand, including Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer, and Steve Ross. I swear to God, I will light them on fire if they walk away from this draft without a starting guard.
Good. Like, it's hold it. Hold the coals to him, Omar. Yeah, hold the coals to him.
Like, what are you doing here?
I mean, a top 3 pick guard.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily. Maybe they get lucky and somebody falls. Maybe this run that everybody's expecting is not going to happen. You never know how the draft is going to play out. But I mean, you got to find somebody better than Liam Eichenberg. You have to. Like, 100%. What are you doing?
100%.
Why the hate?
Eichenberg going off this year. Y'all gotta stop the hate, man.
Man, I hated on Austin Jackson. He went off, got contract extension. So hey, if it happens, I will eat my crow. But
I ain't gonna say that went off,
man. What, being at training camp, when I was at training camp with these guys for the Washington Commanders, and I was watching and the funny thing is, someone got into a fight and we were all like, who was it? And then someone said, it was Liam. And all of us were like, it was Liam. Like, we were all like, okay. What
Commanders, was that last year or the year before that?
Yeah, it was this previous training camp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was when Isaiah Wynn was taking it. No, that was when Christian Wilkins was taking his lunch money every mm-hmm. day. Mm-hmm. It was so embarrassing. Remember, Poupard, when we were in the building inside, and we were able to hear what Christian Wilkins was saying that day. Oh, do you remember? Do you remember that day?
Yeah, I can't remember what he was saying, but yeah,
it was some vile, disgusting, offensive. Like, man, I was just right. Like,
I have another incognito situation.
Oh, geez. On that note, we're going to get out of here.
You had to go there, TD.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, you can't talk to people like that. You know, you can't talk to people like that.
See you guys Tuesday. All right.